Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. Time to get funky. If you want to get in, get your requests in now. We got some lines open, 312-981-7200. We got some texts here that I'm going to be taking care of, playing some fly jams, and DJ Shagru is ready to go. Do we have my first one? My first one? Here we go.
Because I can't breathe when you talk to me. I can't breathe when you touch me. I suffocate when you're away from me. So much love you take from me. I'm going out of my mind.
Yeah,
whenever we up in this bed in my
That's Fly. You know that song, Esmeralda?
I don't.
That's Suffocate by Jay Holiday. I want to say that was late 90s, 98, 99, something like that. That's a real funky fly jam. Sexy. Because he's suffocating. He can't take it.
2007.
What? Okay.
Jeez. Well, your ear thing's totally off now.
Wow. I was way off on sometimes. I'm usually pretty close on that. Wow.
That was from his debut album, Back of My Lack.
We're going to take a break for the news. More fly jams that I think are from a different decade, but aren't. All right, we'll be right back. The news is next. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. My choice here, that's Anthony Hamilton, Can't Let Go. Guy's got a great voice. It's Fly Jams Friday, everybody. DJ Shagru is going nuts in there. He just come out, got out of the TARDIS. He's ready to go. Esmeralda is spinning her head, ready to spin into my studio for the last part of the show here. And we would love to hear from you. I got some phone lines open if you want to make a Fly Jam funky request. It's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right. Let's here we go. Here's a classic 847 area code with an absolute classic fly jam request. Classic. Can't go wrong with you can't go wrong with Marvin Gaye. Can't go wrong. Fly every time out. Always 100% fly.
Certified.
Certified 100% grade A fly. All right, 312 area code requested this one. This was back when an instrumental could be a smash hit record and chart. That's right. Average White Band. One of my favorite album, or one of my favorite band names of all time, Average White Band. It is an instrumental. But they do scream, "Pick up the pieces." So, I guess it's still an instrumental even though they do scream, "Pick up the pieces," which is the name of the song. Cuz otherwise people wouldn't know the name of the song. They're like, "What's the name of this song? I wish someone would scream it." I wish they would scream the title of this song so I knew what it was called. So, there you go. All right, Fly Jams Friday, everybody. 312-981-7200. And here is Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I think your GM found a new way to Rickroll us. Uh-oh. Now we have Rick Hahn and Ricky Renteria.
Yeah.
Anyway, What a black and white Valentine's Day. No anti-Valentine's Day special and three-year contract for the White Sox. But last time we met was anti-Valentine's Fly Day, Fly Jams.
Right.
And I played the Shy Lights for you.
Right.
And this morning, as the resident riddle song expert, remember the riddle song?
Yes.
I'm going to play the fly version of the 12th of Never, and the Shy Lights are here again.
All right. That's Fly. That's certainly Fly, Bob.
Yes.
All right.
I'm blaming this on Patrick because if I hadn't stopped telling White Sox jokes, I don't think it would have happened.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We're the flagship station for the White Sox, Bob.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yes.
And it's too bad that we don't have Marian Hossa, or maybe we could have had some playoff games.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a rough season for the Hawks, man. Rough season for the Hawks.
Yes, and for you too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bob.
Take care, Nick.
Take care, buddy. Bob doesn't like the White Sox. I don't think he'll be listening to our broadcasts. Dan, you think Bob's going to be listening to our broadcast?
He can listen to the stream.
He can.
We'll be listening. We'll be providing other content of WGN Radio.
That's right. So. Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, Bob, every time Bob's on, doesn't matter what time of year it is, he always cracks like a White Sox joke. Doesn't matter what time of year it is, everything. So, all right. Let's see, 312-981-7200. Our lines are open. We got some lines in here. If you want to request a Fly Jam, a funky song, it's Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, who has a better rhythm and blues voice than Brooke Benton? And given the weather lately, the heavy rain falling, I thought I'd request Rainy Night in Georgia.
All right.
A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night.
Yeah. See, Esmeralda's
a distant morning.
He's painting a picture.
That's what it sounds like.
He's painting a picture.
The Bob Ross of Fly Jams.
I picture happy little trees every time I hear that song. Did you watch his show?
Bob Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, as a kid, I would grab a piece of notebook paper and my watercolors and try to follow along, but it never worked out.
No. Because you're too busy drawing dogs all the time with
right.
your tongue sticking out.
Right. All my trees look like dogs. It was the weirdest thing.
You know, it was so, I never tried to paint along, you know, with the
right.
guy, but like, it really was like just soothing to watch the show.
He made it look so easy.
And you're just kind of just sitting there like, oh, look at the happy little mountain.
Yeah.
And the tree, he was great, man.
Yeah, he made it look real easy.
He did.
My watercolors look like a blob.
They just look like a blob, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, mind you, they're little kid watercolors.
So. Right. No happy little trees? No happy
little
trees?
I mean, I tried. They're happy little blobs.
At least they were happy.
Yes.
That was the thing that Bob, that he did the most, was he wanted everybody to be happy.
Yes.
But there was a real calming effect. Like they would.
His voice. And,
yeah.
And then when he just would mix the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, he was awesome. All right. Let's see. Annette has a request. How about a little Gospel Fly Jam? All right. Here's Israel Houghton with Grace. There you go. Belting some song out there this early in the morning. A little too early to sing like that. You're going to hurt yourself.
Never too early to
you
sing
like that.
You can't
at almost 4:45 in the morning belt out a song like that without your lungs exploding.
I mean, it reminds me of my singing, so you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the cats actually came out for a second.
It went,
is that Esmeralda?
What? The sounds of an angel?
Yeah. Wow, that's good, man. That's good. A little Grace for you. There you go, Annette. Gospel jams. You know, we haven't really played a lot of Gospel Fly Jams on the show, and there are a lot of Gospel Fly Jams. Maybe we need to start
the fly jamist of all the
religious music.
And there's those monks.
Yeah, well, that was pretty funny earlier this week when they requested the monks doing the Hey, here we come. Walking down the street.
Yes.
That was funny.
There was I saw some news story where these people bought tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but it was really the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
I saw that.
Oh.
I saw that on, that was making the rounds online.
Right.
Because they took a picture of their tickets.
Yeah. I was just like, wow.
What's wrong with these tickets?
Yeah.
At first I was like, oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's pretty cool.
And then you automatically assume, but no.
Yeah.
It's probably how they get most of their ticket sales.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. See, that's why all bands should change their names to like one letter off of a very popular band.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Okay. And
then they would have ticket sales. Like you could call your band U3.
What would that
be? U2.
Oh.
You call your band U3.
Wow, that took me a minute.
You think you'd be fooled by that? I got U3 tickets.
No.
No, I don't think it would work. V2?
You might need a longer name.
V2?
No. Maybe. If it was in the
old Latin.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
All right. Oh, they're doing the story on TV about people calling Wakanda, Illinois and yelling Wakanda forever.
Oh, Lordy.
I think that's hilarious.
They should put it in their voicemail.
They should. Quit asking. What's the name of the element called that they have?
Vibranium.
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 We do not have vibranium, and it's spelled differently than in the
movie.
And
why would we give it to anyone? That's what I'm like. Why are you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it to you.
No. The whole movie is about them trying to keep it.
Right.
So, all right.
Makes you so special.
All right. We have to break. If you live in Wakanda, has your life changed in the past week? That's what I'm wondering. All right. Well, let's take a break here. Should I pay him back? Yeah, man. Poor girl's heartbroken, Esmeralda. That's Melanie Fiona.
Oh, okay.
And
I was going to say Monica.
It Kills Me. That's the name of the song.
Mm.
She's serious, man. She ain't playing around.
Yeah,
not playing around. Dick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? It's Fly Jams Friday. And we are here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran, the great Steve Cochran, is on at 6 for your morning drive. All right, we got a few people who have called in with their Fly Jam requests. DJ Shagru is always ready to wiki it. And here is Tracy on WGN. Hey, Tracy.
Happy Friday, Nick.
Happy Friday to you.
I love this song, and so do you. It's Cheryl Lynn's To Be Real.
Oh, one of my favorite songs of all time. Tracy, great request. One of my favorite songs of all time.
Awesome. I know. It's terrific.
Yeah. Okay, Tracy, have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
I love that song, man. That's one of my favorites.
That's a great song.
That's a great song, and it's all it's similar to Best of My Love by The Emotions. Similar, kind of, the bass line is kind of similar. They're both good.
Was that your similar hands?
Yeah, that was my similar.
For people who, for people out in the radio world, I don't even know what to describe.
That's my similar hands,
just
Dan.
Twitching? I don't know. Hands twitching.
I bet you turned into Harry the Con Man.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Give me a $20 bill. Coach, give me a $20 bill.
I was waiting for a coin to pop out.
All right. Here's Jeff on WGN. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
How about Alexander O'Neill, okay, if you were here tonight?
All right, let's do it. If you could only know my feelings, you would know how much I do believe.
If you were here tonight.
Yeah, man. All right, Jeff, thanks. Alexander O'Neill, that was produced by Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, by the way. And also, that's Steve Cochran's best friend, Alexander O'Neill.
Mm.
His buddy. They go way back.
Right.
Steve Cochran, Alexander O'Neill. And by the way, Dan, does your wife know that Riverdance is in town this weekend?
She did not mention it.
Okay, it is. Because I was just looking up at Dean's Weekender. And I saw that Riverdance is at the Rosemont Theater this weekend.
Ah.
So, I don't know. I thought maybe Eileen would like to know.
Thank you.
It's too late to get tickets,
wow.
I think.
You guys have
plans.
Her brothers were both part of it, so I think we got a guy.
Oh,
so.
You got... Okay, right. That's right. That's stupid of me to even ask.
I was going to say,
Does your wife know Michael Flatley?
She's met him? She was invited to join it, but it meant having to leave for senior high school, so they...
Wait, what?
No, yeah. She's a serious Irish dancer.
My brother-in-law, Billy.
Yeah, the whole family.
Second in the world. So,
and, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you guys bust out doing the dances at parties?
At our wedding, all seven brothers and sisters did a...
That's cool.
...large...
Oh, man.
That's cool.
Reel.
Let me ask you this. Like, if the family imbibes a little bit, do they bust out and start doing some moves?
It is usually a wedding staple.
Okay.
They don't really bust it out outside of weddings.
I imagine it's like in the olden days when people are just having a party.
When you're in a pub.
And someone, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure it's happened.
Oh, absolutely. When I went to Ireland, it happened. When I went to Ireland, people would just start
dancing.
No, they just know in the pub, people would just get up and start doing the dances.
Jump on the table.
Cool, man. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, Dan, but you got a guy. I'm an idiot.
Michael Flatley's going to stay at their house.
Yeah, is that right? Along with Timothy B. Schmidt.
Exactly.
Here's Patrick on WGN. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
All right.
Hey, you know, Bob had compelled me to call in. I take no responsibility for the Cubs coming to first. Cubs going to store and Sox coming to GM.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Sox, they go to WLS, maybe they got tired of sharing the airwaves with Rush Limbaugh, decided to come over to GN.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
They're here. So, sorry, but that's the way it is. My Fly Jam, Parliament Funkadelic, man. Flashlight.
Let's do it. Patrick, thanks, buddy.
No problem.
See you later. Have a good one. All right, and can we squeeze in Bennett, the Business of Funk? Can we squeeze him in? Because here we go. Got a little bit of it in there for Bennett, the Business of Funk.
Oh, there you go.
That's Poolside, Feel All Right.
Very nice.
Have a great weekend, Esmeralda. Yes. By the way, you're not on until next Sunday.
It's programming snafu.
It's programming
next
snafu.
Week.
Next week, Sunday. You and John are on.
Two
next week. Okay. All right. Well, have a nice weekend anyway.
You too.
All right. We'll see you all on Monday, and the news is next.